Blog Talk Radio.
Holy Ghost to knock it out of us. Amen, amen. Today is Thursday, Thirst for Truth. Amen. I am your host, Elder QT Docs, coming to you under the direction of Kingdom Builders International Institute, under the direction of Pastor and Prophetess Teresa Docs. Amen. It took the Holy Ghost to knock the devil out of us. It took the Holy Ghost to knock gossip and lying. It took the Holy Ghost, to knock it out of us. And that's going to be the topic today. We are going to allow the Holy Ghost to knock all sinful things out of us so we can walk right, so we can talk right, so we can do what God expects of us. Amen. It took the Holy Ghost. I am delighted to be here today. I'm your host once again, Elder QT Docs. And I am just elated in so many ways to talk today, just to say something that I may reach somebody today. Amen. It's, you know, in the last 2 weeks, I've been listening to, Pastor Prophetess Teresa Docs and Brother Dave and a few others. And they have brought up some good points that I can't, I can't quite explain or quite express, but I do recall, that, Brother Dave mentioned a couple of weeks ago on his broadcast that he got, he got a little emotional and it just touched me to see a man get emotional because they think that it's a crime for us to have an emotional side to us for us to feel a certain way like if you cry you're punks, but let me tell you something. That's not true because God honors our tears. He knows what it's all about. And then on last week, Brother Dave, he did something. It to me was miraculously done. And Pastor and I, we're listening to him, and we just start dancing. And we heard Brother Dave, he spoke in the spirit, and he was going to town with it. So we know how the Holy Ghost is working. Man, he started talking. It just sounds so good listening to him talk in the spirits. And we see how Brother Dave has just grown in his own way, on his own mark. It's just so beautiful. Amen. It took the Holy Ghost to knock the devil out of us, the sin out of us, the gossip out of us, the lying out of us. It took the Holy Ghost. No one else can do it. We cannot do it on our might. We cannot do it. Amen. We cannot do it. Let us pray. Oh, Holy Spirit, we welcome the Holy Spirit today. We know that the Holy Spirit is a counselor of truth. Amen. For our need, in our need of times and our help. The Holy Spirit is the one that fills us. He uses us and guides us. And as we pray today, we come in greater communion with God. So I'm asking our Heavenly Father to cover our listening audience, our internet, and the people that has ears to hear and receive what God has for them. We want the graciousness of God to intercede into our lives. And we want Father to comfort us in time of peace and to comfort us with love and comfort us with understanding beyond all that our Holy Spirit can give us. Today we ask for godly counselor and godly counsel for direction. As it said in Psalms 31, it says, to delight yourself in the Lord. So we boldly seek to do so today, following the will and heart of our Father. It is his greatest desire, for we know his plan are best for us. And in the end, glorify the kingdom. Give God the glory. Amen. We know that the Holy Spirit is pleased. Let the Holy Spirit be pleased with us. And with the Holy Spirit, we can have wisdom, discernment, kindness throughout our lives. Amen. Let us understand the Holy Spirit. And let God come to us all. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We're talking about let the Holy Spirit knock the devil out of us. Knock the sin out of us. Knock gossip, lying, hate, prejudice, racism. You know, crime. Knock all of this, drugs. Alcohol. Let the Holy Spirit knock it out of us. We can't do it by ourselves. We're not strong enough. Amen. We are not strong enough. We need the Holy Spirit to do that for us. Amen. In Romans 8 and 26, it says, likewise, the Holy Spirit help us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groaning too deep for words. See, as we cry out to our Heavenly Father, you know, Holy Spirit he digs deep into our soul. He knows what it is. He knows what we are groaning about. We know, he knows when we go to the morning, to the morning's bench, and we lay prostrate and ask God to please help us and move us and lead us and guide us. He knows this. We want the Holy Spirit to dwell in us. Amen. Because if he dwell in us, he will direct us. In 1 Corinthians 6 and 19, it says, or do you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. You are not your own. Amen. You are not your own. You think you are, but you are not your own. Amen. Ah, we're going to let the Holy Spirit knock the devil out of us. In Acts 9:1, we all remember this story about Saul. Yes, Saul was, breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord. He went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogue. And Saul was on his way to Damascus. Amen. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground. Oh, Holy Spirit is doing his work. Amen. And heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Amen. And he said, who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goals. So he trembling, as he trembled and astonished, said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Then the Lord said to him, arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. You know, you look at that scriptures and those verses, and you take your life journey in, and the things that you might come across, the drugs, the alcohol, and you know that, you're asking the Lord to help you, but how bad do you want it? You know, you want the Holy Spirit to step in and just knock the hell out of you, just knock it out of you, and you want to knock that drug out of you, just knock it out, knock that alcoholism, knock that, knock that hate, that crime spree you might be on. You want him to knock that racism, that gossip, that lying, that's causing dissension and separation among your kinfolks, or among your neighbors, among your peers, your job. You want the Holy Spirit to knock that out of you so you can walk right, so you can talk right. Amen. So you can have the thought of God. So you can do his works. Amen. And you know that you want your friends or your so-called friends, when he see the difference in you, like the journey Saul was on his way to, the man that was with him was speechless. He stood speechless. He heard the voice, but he couldn't see the miracle that was about to come. Amen. So we want the Holy Spirit to knock that sin, to knock the devil out of us, so we can do right. Amen. And the Lord said in verse 15, it says, but the Lord told Ananias, because Ananias was like questioning the Lord about, this is the man that did this, Father, this is the man that did that. And God told Ananias, he said, but the Lord said to him, he said, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. See, God can use anyone. Who cares you are an addict? Who cares you stole, you might have shot someone? Who cares? When you repent, when you give your soul, your heart, your all, when you surrender all to God and your salvation is with him, God can make it happen for you. He can make people see the good part in you and forget about what you did in the past. Amen. Our God is an awesome God. But every one of us wants to change in some way or another. I don't care what it is. It could be addiction. It could be your chronic rage issue. You have management issue, temper tantrum, or it could be your character flaws, or you want to change. I want this zit off my face. I want my nose is crooked. Yada yada yada. We want to change. Everyone wants to change. There's an area in our lives that we want to change. But we are struggling to do so. Because if you don't know the word and allow the Holy Spirit to move in your life, you are locking the doors. You are blockading yourself from allowing the Holy Spirit to come in and knock the devil out of you. And more than this, the Bible says clearly that we must change from sinful to holy. If we hope to have a true relationship with God. And that's, to me, that's just common sense. But it's not really common sense to everyone. I mean, you want to do right, but in order to do right, stop doing what you're doing. You know, you say, well, I can't read. Well, learn to read. The only way to read, you have to get down and learn the fundamentals of phonics. I want to stop using drugs. I'm going to stop next week. I'm going to go to a rehab. In order for that to happen, you have to step out in faith. You have to do it. You have to stop talking about it and be about it. Amen. You have to allow the Holy Spirit to knock the devil out of you. You have to open your heart and surrender yourself to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Certainly we can do this. But we can't do it in our own power. True changes only come through the power of the gospel of grace. Not our might, but the might of our Lord and Savior. When it comes to actually changing our real self, we have to be, I'm talking about something tangible, things in our lives. The Bible makes it clear that the Holy Spirit can change us. The Father appoints what he wants done. Now, you can be the vessel. It doesn't matter what it is or what you have done. Our God is the same, you know, today, yesterday, and he's going to be the same tomorrow. He doesn't change. We have to change. We have to allow him to use us, be that vessels, so we can go out and stand on the mountain and proclaim his name and shout and give that testimony. Amen. Because what the Son accomplished the works of our Father, and the Holy Spirit applies the works of the Son to the people. But what specifically does the Holy Spirit does is change us. He makes that change within us. And why should we seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit throughout our whole lives? Well, let me tell you why. I'm going to give you seven reasons. Quick reason why we should. The Holy Spirit changes us through regeneration and marks us for God. We are God's children. When we put our faith in Jesus Christ, God saves us by his grace alone. Jesus, don't forget now, Jesus died on the cross, was buried for 3 days. Amen. He rose from the grave and then ascended on high to intercede for us at the Father's what? Right hand. Amen. But when he left earth, he sent the Holy Spirit, we all know this, to enter into people at the moment of his conversion. And at the moment of their conversion, the Holy Spirit entered them. The Holy Spirit changes us by applying the works of Christ in our lives. He regenerates us and mark us for God. So when we are baptized, when we are saved, when we accept the Lord as our Christ and Savior, when we do this, the Holy Spirit converts and immediately enters into us. Amen. In Titus 3, 4, and 7, it says, but when the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appear, he save us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that being justified by grace, by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. We all want to become heirs of the hope of eternal life. We want to live eternally with our Heavenly Father. Amen. So he's telling us that the Holy Spirit changes us through regeneration and marks us for our Heavenly Father. He knows us. He knows we are part. We accepted him. And there is no other God before him. Number two says that the Holy Spirit changes us by bringing us intimacy with God. Amen. And God does. We have to establish some kind of relationship, just like we do here on earth. We have to establish a relationship in order for that transformation to happen. The Holy Spirit not only transforms us into a new creation, but by entering us, amen, he also changes us by bringing us into an intimate, a closer relationship with God. Now, through the Holy Spirit, we can literally, oh, that word is something else. We can literally experience the presence of God in our lives. Because the Holy Spirit helps us, we can communicate with God in prayer. Amen. And that's what we want. We want to communicate with God. And as we pray with him, and as we have this dialogue with him, and then become a monologue with him, that Spirit illuminates the scriptures and help us apply God's timeless truth to our current situation. Helps us to walk side by side with God. Help us to talk as he instructs us daily on how to please him. And everything we do is for the glory of God, not for ourselves. Amen. And the Holy Spirit gives us insight. We have a better understanding of scriptures. He gives us revelation to what is being said. I mean, the Holy Spirit is there for us. It's for the asking. It allows us to open our hearts and allow him to come in. Amen. In Ephesians 3:14-19, it says, "For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." My brothers and sisters, please allow the Holy Spirit to knock the devil out of you, to knock all sins out of you, just to knock it out so we can have a close relationship, an intimate relationship with God. We want the Holy Spirit to knock that lying tongue of ours. We want the Holy Spirit to knock hate out of us. We want that. We want the Holy Spirit to knock it out of us. Hey, we have to realize that we are and we can be used as the vessel. Our God is an awesome God. Knock it out of us. Oh, yeah, one time, you know I had hate in me. I had lying in me. I had a little gossip, you know, a little backbiting, a little this, a little that. like Brother Dave said on his broadcast yesterday, hey, Brother Dave grew up, he grew up like a little rebel, like a little gangster. But look what God did for him. And he can look back and say, hey, yeah, I'm being used now. I'm that vessel. And I can say the same thing. I mean, I've been through the storm also. I've done some things. But now I allow the Holy Spirit to knock all of that out of me so I can walk right, so I can talk right, so I can have that thought of God. Amen. Allow the Holy Spirit to knock the devil out of you, knock the hate out of you, knock resentment out of you, knock dissension out of you, separation out of you. Amen. Number three is the Holy Spirit changes us by continually sanctifying us and giving us the ability to produce good by separating us so we can be in the number. The Holy Spirit not only gives us access to the gift of God in full, he also helps us by applying those gifts to our lives in every increasing manner throughout our lives. This is called sanctification because he's separating like the wheat from the tares, which is the process by which we learn to live more and more holy. The Holy Spirit works through us and gives us power to produce good. We want to produce those good for God. And in order for that to happen, we must separate ourselves from the world and do what God has assigned us to do. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, it states, and we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. Man, if you could feel yourself transforming. You can feel yourself changing. And you can feel yourself, you know when you're changing for the better. Because you start saying the right things. You start doing the right things. You start feeling the right things. Inside you feel the joy. You feel the love for yourself that allows you to love others. And you know that it didn't come by you. It came by God working within you and allowing all this possible. Amen. Our God is an awesome God. Number four, it says, the Holy Spirit changes us by giving us the power to resist the devil. And Pastor the Prophetess Teresa Dawes talked about, you know, resisting the devil. And she talked about the strategy that you must use in warfare to fight the devil and not to succumb to the devil devices, and not to be the bait that the devil will use in order to corner you and to devour you. Amen. We must change as the Holy Spirit changes us. He gives us that power to resist the devil. Amen. And when we were unsaved, we were free to sin. Amen. And did not feel a holy conviction. We all know that before we got saved because we lacked that Holy Spirit in us. But when someone becomes a Christian, amen, when we become a Christian and through putting our faith in Jesus, the Holy Spirit enter us and begin to lovingly convict us of our sins. The Holy Spirit grieves when we rebel, which is why we feel guilty as Christians when we sin. This helps us repent and ask for forgiveness. You know, you see some people, you know, we just, you know, like when we do something, like sometimes we might curse and we say, oh, God forgive us. And we go to the grocery store, or we're trying to return something, or somebody, and they've given us a big attitude because we don't have the receipt. And we tell them, yeah, we bought this from here. Check the barcode. You know it came from this store. Yada, yada, yada. Then they try to get on your last nerve. And you might say something or do something outside of the box. And then you say, God, please forgive me. I shouldn't have handled it this way. That's the Holy Spirit touching you. That's the change. That's the transformation that is happening in your life. And we, through the Holy Spirit, amen, we can exercise self-control and say, nah, devil, I ain't going that way. And say no to sin. Like you should and we should be saying no to drugs. Like we should be saying no to hate. Like we should say no to racism. Like we should be saying no to crime. Like we should be saying no to all things that's not like our Lord. We should be saying no. Amen. In 2 Timothy 2:7-14 says, for God gave us not of fear, but of power and love and self-control by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. Guard the good deposit entrusted to you. I mean, we know that, yeah, we have grown. Yeah, we have matured. Yeah, we know we left a lot of things behind. We know we're not perfect, but we're working for perfection. We know that we got a lot of growing to do. But if we stay in the Word, we can control our tongue. We can control what we say about people. We can control how we feel about people. We can control our negative thinking. We can be that vessel that God is pushing us to be, is pressing us to be. Amen. Our God is an awesome God. And he does reign. The fifth one I want to talk about is the Holy Spirit changes us by opening our eyes to the truth. Ha ha. No pun intended. This is Thursday, Thirst for Truth. Oh, our God is good. You see how everything falls in place? The fifth one is the Holy Spirit changes us by opening our eyes to the truth. Amen. And one of the most important ways for the Holy Spirit changes us is by giving us the ability to see, know, and understand God's truth. The only truth there really is God's truth. God inerrancy truth. Without the Holy Spirit, the wisdom of God seems like foolishness. Come again? Yes, I will. Without the Holy Spirit, the wisdom of God seems like foolishness. You ever talk with someone, no matter what you say, that individual, he or she just doesn't seem to get it? It's like their mind is in the ozone, in the stratosphere. It's somewhere out there. Like they're talking one way, they don't seem to get it. They don't seem to understand that one and one is two. And they're telling you not one and one is three, which is closer to one and one is five. They're going up to five. It's like no matter what you tell them, no matter what you show them, no matter you know what it is that you can present to them, they don't seem to understand. They rather believe a lie than to believe the truth. But when we are given the Holy Spirit, the dot starts connecting in a ways and we could never have noticed before without the Spirit light shining on our path. You know, we know that, you know, it's like doing a math problem. You know, we're doing it this way, we're doing it that way. Doesn't seem to commute. to compute. It doesn't seem to comprehend what we are understanding. But however, when we are showing the correct way, it comes to mind, yeah, I got it. When the Holy Spirit is in you, you see things differently. You understand things differently. If the Holy Spirit is in you and you're studying his word, amen, the Holy Spirit literally opened our eyes, literally opened our eyes and minds to God's word, his eternal truth. We can read a scripture, didn't quite understand it. You ask the Holy Spirit for comprehension, Holy Spirit for wisdom, Holy Spirit for understanding and knowledge of what you are reading. Then we read it again and say, oh, now I see it. That revelation came to you. Holy Spirit put that in you. Now I see it. Man, how come I didn't see this in the temple? Because that's why you didn't see it. And you say, I read that same verse 1,000 times. And 1,000 times I didn't get it. The Holy Spirit is there, and the Holy Spirit will do what is right for you. In John 16:12-15, it states, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot hear them now. Oh, God is so good. When the Spirit truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. John 16, I mean, that is just so beautiful. I mean, allow yourself to be used by God. Be that vessel. Be that vessel that God can use. Be that vessel that you can go out and pull someone else up by the bootstrap. Be that vessel. Be that vessel. You know, Brother Dave was in the army for what? Almost 37 years. He was that vessel. He was that vessel to help those young trainees, those young boots to elevate to the next level. He was that vessel to guide them and lead them so they won't go astray, so they won't get hurt, so they will know the ropes and know the nomenclature of their job, their duty, so they won't derail their journey to success. Amen? We're talking about allowing the Holy Ghost to knock the devil out of you. And I also will say, allow the Holy Ghost to knock some sense into you. So I figure if he knocked all that out of you, he's knocking some sense into you so you can walk right. So you can step out and do what is asked of you by our Heavenly Father. When he's assigned you something, you'll know what to do. You won't be stuttering and looking, flipping pages and all this. The Holy Spirit will instill in you what you should be doing. The sixth reason is the Holy Spirit changes us through empowering us by our prayers. Amen? The Holy Spirit teaches us many things. But one of the most important things the Holy Spirit teaches us is how to pray. How to pray. The Spirit opened our minds to scriptures about prayers so we better understand what God wants and what he can accomplish through prayers. But the Holy Spirit also works through our prayers and even intercede for us with spiritual groans that our human words could never express to God. See, our human words can never express things to God, but the Holy Spirit through us, by us using the Holy Spirit that's inside of us, he will take our groans as we groan so much about certain things, about our sons, our daughters, our mothers, our fathers, our neighbors, our jobs. As we groan about the world events, the worldview, we know that the Holy Spirit will take those groans and express it to our Heavenly Father. In Romans 8, likewise, the Spirit help us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groaning too deep for words. Oh, my Lord. Too deep for words. In Romans 8:26. Let me read that one more time. Oh, I think I got a little chill. Likewise, it says, that likewise the Spirit help us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groaning. Going to our Heavenly Father now, too deep for words. I mean, our God is an awesome God. Be that vessel. Be that vessel that God has used. God knows your heart. You guys know, sometimes we might say some crazy stuff, but God knows our heart. You know, I listen to my sister Rachel, man, and she is so funny sometimes. And Rachel is the most sweetest thing. But, you know, you listen to Rachel, sometimes Ray try to be hardcore. But I know Rachel's heart. And Rachel say things, and Rachel keep on walking. You know, she'll throw her head up, and she has that walk about it. It makes you laugh. But Rachel has that heart. She has that Holy Ghost within her that he knows her heart. He knows how to use her. We're talking about allowing the Holy Spirit to use us. Amen. He hears your groan. Your groan is so deep. It's too deep for words. You know, sometimes we get to cry. We get to, and we can't even bring the words out because we cry. You know, just like a child, you see these babies, their mouth is open. Before they can bell out any words, they just, you can see their face, it's about ready to, you know, they want to cry. They are crying, but we can't hear it yet. And all of a sudden, it comes out and it makes you want to laugh because you said it took my baby 2 minutes before the baby started crying, but he's groaning. It was too deep for us to hear. And when it came out, God heard the groaning part. We just heard certain words. Our God is an awesome God. So good to hear from him. So good to be used by him. So good to allow him to allow us to step out in faith, to be his servant, so we can go out and serve others, go into the highways and byways. The seventh and final one is the Holy Spirit changes us by giving us new desires that operates in our lives. You know, before we had the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, we had no desire. None of us had. We had no desire to open the Word of God, to bend our knees in prayers, or to attend church with others, believers. But the Holy Spirit changes all that. The Holy Spirit just gives us that unction and that function to say we're going to go down the straight path. We're gonna do what is right. We're gonna try to stay within the boundaries. And if we backslide, amen. If we backslide, we're gonna get back on track, amen. And sure, we still battle the flesh. We're gonna always battle the flesh because we're human. We're gonna do that. But before we had the Holy Spirit, there was no battle at all. We just did what we wanted to do. There was no second thought, no conscience. Man, I knocked that guy out. Well, now the Holy Spirit is going to knock you out if you allow him to. There was no competing desire. because we did not have God, that godly desire yet. We was just doing any and everything. Oh, yeah, we was cutting the rug. Oh, we was cutting the rug. Down in Mississippi, we was cutting that rug on that sand floor. I tried to get things out of Mother Phillips. You know, Mother Phillips. Boy, she's a sweet lady. That Mother Phillips. Boy, I tried to get her to tell me about Mississippi. Tell me how she was in the world cutting the rug. But, you know, they had a barn with the roof over it and the sides, but the floor was sandy. And, you know, they in there barefoot kicking up sand and trying to dance, you know, doing their little thing. Yeah, Mother Phillips will not reveal. Amen. Cut that rug, Mother Phillips. Come on now. Come on. And there were no competing desire because we did not have that godly desire yet. But through the Holy Spirit, we have to change. We not only have to change but our behavior, but we have also had to change our motives and change our desire. Amen. Our behaviors, our motives, our desire had to change. Yes, we had to change. And we did change. We allowed our Holy Spirit. We allowed God to use us. We're that vessels. And that transformation came about. In Romans 15:13, it states, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. That is just so, so beautiful. What more can you ask for? Amen. What more can you ask for? Our God is an awesome God. I just pray that today you receive something and allowing those words, the message, marinates within you that you can be that vessel that can go out into the highways and byways and bid others to marriage with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, where we could make that change, and where we could be a difference, and where we could give God the glory, when we can help just one person. I'm not talking about going out and trying to help, you know, a whole building. You can just help one person, you can earn a crown. Amen. You can earn that crown. Our God is just there, and he's there for us. And that Holy Spirit that Jesus has sent down in his place to give us that power, you know, and to do what is right, to lead us and guide us and instruct us. Amen. Our God is an awesome God. If you like what you heard, amen, you know, go to giveify.com, Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Builders, and make whatever donation you need. Because, you know, so where you are being served, where you are receiving something, where you are passing on something to someone, amen, go to kbi@gmail.com and do what is right that's in your heart. Let God lead you. Let God lead you. Go up today, tomorrow, next week, and just be a blessing. Be that vessel. You know, as they walk, you know, as you walk, as we walk, you know, let them see something in us. You know, let them see something. You know, give that smile, you know, however you want to give it. Give that nod with your head, you know, however you want to do it. Or the bump, the fist bump, or however, elbow bump. Let them know that God is good and he's good all the time, and his mercy is due forever, and that he's there, and that he can use you like he used me. He can use you like he used Saul. He can use you no matter what your past may be, no matter what it is. I don't care if you were a thief. The Bible has thieves. I don't care if you were a murderer. The Bible had murderers. I don't care if you was a drug addict. The Bible had drug addicts. I don't care if you were a prostitute. The Bible had prostitutes. I mean, the Bible had terrorists. Everything under the sun is not new to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He can still use you. You know, you have to think that, you know, I am above the creatures that God made. So if he can use the ass, he can use you. He can use us. And he's using us. Amen. There to carry out his word, to proclaim it to the masses, that those that are here and the eyes of understanding, and those are willing to accept and believe that our Lord and Savior is there for us. Amen. Our God is an awesome God. Amen. So Romans 10 and 9 states, as we know, you know, if it doesn't take much to allow the Holy Spirit to enter into you. Find yourself a good Bible-based church. Find yourself, if it's not a church, go to a Bible study. Go to some kind of session of where the man or woman of God is preaching the word or teaching the word, you know, and all you have to do is just to when you walk inside and they ask you, you know, do you want to be saved? Do you want the Lord to enter into your life? You know, you want to say that, you know, you want to confess, and all you have to do is thou shall confess. You shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Romans 10:9 says, and shall believe in thy heart, believe in your heart, that God has raised you, raised him, raised Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. All you have to do is say those words. Just believe that God is raised, was raised from the dead. Just believe it, confess it with your mouth. But you have to believe it in your heart. It doesn't take much. Allow the Holy Spirit to enter into you. Amen. Our God is an awesome God. Thank you. This is Thursday Thirst for Truth. I'm your host, Elder QT Docs. And I appreciate each and every one of you that's on the line, on the internet. Hey, we have a journey. We have a journey, but it's going to be a marvelous journey. It's not going to be easy, but we know with God on our side, the way will be smooth. Amen. Our God is an awesome God. Thank you once again. May God carry you through this week. Be a blessing to someone. And I pray that God continue to cover you with the blood of Jesus from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And allow his countenance to shine upon you. And let his holy angels encamp you each and every step of the way through your everyday travel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Yo, what's up? I'm gonna kick it with the line, y'all know. Here we go. Well, it's time to make that change. People of the world today are fading. All of us have our ups and downs. You better think about it or you won't be around. What we need is a little bit of love, sent by one from heaven up above. Take a peek, it's simple and plain. This ain't no game, you know what I'm saying. What? Yep, yep. For me one time.
What is the world coming to? Seems like everyone is running from the truth.
Yep, yep.
We don't stand up and fight, walk into the light. We're the people, we can do it, we try. I know we can do it. Somebody ask me, why do we have to go through it? It's such a test of our faith.
Can you hear me one more time? And downs. You better think about it or you won't be around. What we need is a little bit of love, sent by one from heaven up above. Think of a thing, it's simple and plain. This ain't no game, you know what I'm saying.